The cars hiss by my window like the waves down on the beach. I left this girl behind me, but she's out of reach. I'm currently stood in a tunnel under a main road. The dog is eating sweets that somebody seems to have strewn under here, probably sheltering like I am from the torrential rain above. And I just wanted a break from it. I'm wearing Wellington boots, wet jeans now, and a beautiful jacket, which is quite long, and it's made of ventile. Look it up if you've never heard of ventile. Super, super fine woven cotton and really breathable, very waterproof because I've got it double skinned, and it was made by Snow Sled Clothing, who make stuff for Everest expeditions, and you give them your measurements and it's kind of custom made. I kind of look forward to the rain so that I can don this jacket and head out into the abysmal weather. Yesterday I was in Sweden, today I'm in England, and the day after tomorrow I will be in Paris, not too far from the Père Lachaise, where Jim Morrison lies resting. And that song I was singing because it popped into my head as the cars hiss by above. A little bit like waves, but waves crashing way too frequently for my liking. And I haven't been to Paris for a very long time. I think the last time I was there, I was getting told off by police no matter where I went because I was busking, harmonicarizing, and with a friend of mine who played guitar, just jamming and kind of busking our way across Europe. Père Lachaise is a fascinating place. If you've ever you've been there, I mean, you'll know exactly what I mean. But I slept there one night in a huge, I don't know, what would you call it? Like a mausoleum. That's exactly what you'd call it. A mausoleum that when I opened the rusty gate, it creaked like no other horror movie rusty gate could ever creak quite that good. And I descended some stone stairs that didn't look very heavily trodden, because after all, this is a graveyard and this is a mausoleum, and I guess people don't often frequent these kind of weird, freaky, dreary, strange places. And I kind of rolled out my sleep mat and sleeping bag and spent the night there. It was half because I didn't have anywhere else to stay at the time, financially unable to afford even the cheaper hotels of Paris, and mainly because I'd been hanging around Morrison's grave with loads of hippies and people who'd kind of go there to pay pilgrimage, and the Père Lachaise had closed unbeknown to me, and I was trapped in there anyway, so it made it for an easy choice that night. Today, I've probably tweeted two or three times, which is a sign that I've been as present as possible and enjoying every moment with the family. It's kind of a weird one, travelling so much at the moment, and I'm doing a burst of travel before taking a good couple of weeks off for Christmas, so I'll definitely be making it up to them. And yeah, it's been hard, like not having a day off really for 18 days straight at one point. And as soon as I stop, you know what happens, you just kind of come down with all kinds of lurgies. And this morning I woke up, I felt like I'd been run over, and I got all kinds of head cold, body cold, muscular cold, the whole shebang. So Lemsip myself up, caffeinated myself up, paracetamol and ibuprofen to the eyeballs, and I'm out walking the dog. This rain doesn't seem to want to stop. A lot of people are calling it the rain at the end of days, which is funny, but getting less funny the more it doesn't stop, and the more it actually feels like it is the rain at the end of days. I'm going to step out of the tunnel. I've got my hood up, and you probably can't hear what I can hear, the pitter patter of rain against cotton. Reminds me of camping, actually. always seems to rain when I'm camping. And I live in Cambridgeshire, which I guess is a worry due to the flooding that can happen in the flatlands. Flatlands that are normally surrounded by water. But I hear the area I moved from, Northamptonshire, is actually being really quite bad. Huge areas cut off with the floods. And it wouldn't normally bother me at all. For many years I had a Land Rover, which, you know, you'd have to be into some serious flooding before it would stop driving. And, you know, there's video on my Documentally YouTube account. If you search Land Rover on my Documentally YouTube channel, you'll see me in a friend's Land Rover driving so very deep that there was water around my ankles in the vehicle. Not the most waterproof of doors on that particular instance. But no Land Rover now, so if the floods do come, we are well and truly stranded, apart from the fact I have a motorbike with very high pipes. And although motorbikes are good for negotiating floods, only if you know exactly what is underneath the water, which you can't often see very easily, depending on its murkiness. Here's me talking survival and vehicles, when really I should just be concentrating on walking the dog, which I'm going to do now. But I'm keeping up my promise for Audiomo this month, which is to record some kind of audio every day. And I haven't really been doing much of a diary as such. It's been more whatever takes my fancy. An old recording that yesterday that I wanted to kind of bring back to life, and 3 years ago a conversation with my grandmother that was eventually aired on Canadian radio, and interviews that I've been doing kind of because I'm interested in the people I'm working with, and very occasionally, like I am now, my thoughts and feelings and surroundings. I'm getting wetter by the second. My hand is getting wetter, and the little windshield I have on top of my phone, just a standard microphone shield that you'd find on an SM57, SM58 microphone, but kind of stretched over the iPhone, is, hang on, yep, a little bit sodden. So I'm going to call it a night. What night is it? Is it Saturday? It's Saturday. God, it's like, normally every day's the weekend, but every day's been a work day recently. I'm feeling very lucky to have a Saturday. And I hope you're enjoying yours, wherever you are, or whatever day it is now when you're listening to this.